This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 417, How to Start a Business with No Money. Here's exactly what I'd do, part two, by Steve Chu of mywifequithherjob.com. And I am your narrator, Dan. Welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily on this Sunday. And I am here every single day with you, reading from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship. Hope you're enjoying the weekend, and thanks so much for being here as always. We've got part two of a longer post that we started yesterday, so if you haven't listened to the first half yet, I would recommend going and checking out yesterday's episode first. That's episode 416. But if you did that already, you're all caught up. Let's get right to part two of Steve's post as we continue optimizing your life. How to Start a Business with No Money. Here's exactly what I'd do, part two, by Steve Chu of mywifequithherjob.com. Choose your medium. Even if you have no clue what business you want to start later on in life, and even if you have no money, you need to put yourself out there. I started mywifequithherjob.com by writing on a consistent schedule about life, family, and e-commerce. People found me via search, social media, word of mouth, and my readership gradually grew over time to where it is today. Once I developed an audience, making money became an afterthought. When you have a large group of raving fans interested in what you have to say, the money will come. Trust me on that. The hard part is finding and gathering your fans. Today, we live in a day and age where you have lots of options depending on what you want to do. I personally chose to start a blog, but there are many other low-cost options to choose from. You can pull a Kev Jumba and start your own YouTube channel for free. You can start a podcast and create your own personal radio station. You can start an online store. You can create a compelling Facebook fan page, or you can start a blog for under $5 in under 5 minutes. You have no excuse. Gather and retain your followers. Once you've developed your fan base, it is essential to retain them as you continue to build your brand. In the case of mywifequithherjob.com, 99% of my early readers would come, read a single article, and then leave forever. So instead of missing out on a potential regular, I started gathering email addresses using a service called AWeber. In return for a reader's email address, I would give away a free 6-day mini course on e-commerce, and 9 times out of 10, that reader would stick around after the mini course to check out my new articles and updates. In fact, I have readers on my blog who have stuck with me for over 8 years. You know who you are, and I'm very thankful. The key is to retain your existing audience while simultaneously attracting new fans. This way, your audience count has nowhere to go except up. One thing that I like to tell my friends is that my blog is like a stock that only increases in value. As long as I keep doing what I'm doing, it can only get better, not worse. I've got an audience now. So what? Once you've gathered a small group of raving fans is when the fun begins, and it is infinitely easier to start a business when you already have an established base of potential leads. Using my blog as an example, if I ever wanted to develop an e-commerce plugin for Shopify or BigCommerce, I could instantly gather a user base of customers by sending word out to my email list and blog. I could also leverage my audience to gather ideas for products to sell, even if I had no idea what to create. When I launched my annual e-commerce conference, the Sellers Summit, I instantly sold out of tickets because my loyal fans wanted to attend. The possibilities are endless. Case study: how to make 4K without a product to sell. Here's a real-life case study of a student in my Create a Profitable Online Store course who built a small audience and started making money right away with online webinars. Ari Chung is an artist who writes and illustrates children's books for a living, And as we all know, you can't make real money as an artist, right? Wrong. First off, Ari is Chinese, and I have no idea how his parents allowed him to become an artist as opposed to an engineer, lawyer, or doctor, but that's beside the point. Ari is a talented artist with a unique skill that other people want to learn. So one day he decided to give an online tutorial on how to create a children's picture book from scratch. He simply emailed his list of less than 100 people, gave a one-hour-long online webinar, and made over $4,000 in one shot. He didn't have a product, but his presentation was so compelling that people were willing to pay him for a course that he hadn't even created yet. Crazy, right? Here were his exact numbers for the webinar that day. Ari emailed a list of 80 people. 60% of the people who attended his live webinar purchased his class. He generated $4,315 without a post follow-up sequence. He didn't have a website. What's funny is that when he first told me about his webinar, I was very skeptical. I didn't believe that there were people out there willing to pay hundreds of dollars to learn how to create a children's picture book, but apparently I was wrong. If you stop and think, there are over 7 billion people in this world, and somewhere out there is someone who will pay to learn from you. But you'll never reach these people unless you try. Remember, you don't have to be an expert to charge for your services. You just have to be helpful and provide a benefit. After all, what does it mean to be an expert anyway? As far as I know, there's no expert credential or placement test. We are all expert enough, and that's what matters. So take some time to document your skills and start spreading your knowledge. A veteran entrepreneur's take on the fastest way to make 5K starting from scratch. Recently, my buddies Greg Mercer, Mike Jackness, Scott Volker, and I got together on my podcast to discuss how we would personally make $5,000 as quickly as possible, starting from complete scratch. And guess what? All of our answers were all over the map, which just goes to show that there are many different ways to make money online. Having an audience is the key. Overall, making money is infinitely easier if you have an audience, and it doesn't cost any money to build one. So if you take away anything from this post, please remember this. Start creating something today and put yourself out there. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Take your smartphone and start recording videos about your philosophies on life. Find something that you are good at and start talking about it. Put together some tutorials about a recent skill you have acquired. At first, you will be skeptical that anyone will be interested in what you have to say, but there is always someone out there who will care. You just have to find the right audience. I'll bet Kev Jumba had no idea he'd be attracting people almost twice his age to his YouTube channel. The point is that you'll never know unless you try. Start gathering an audience now, and you will have the courage to start your own business someday. I guarantee it. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, How to Start a Business with No Money. Here's Exactly What I'd Do, by Steve Chu of MyWifeQuitHerJob.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you again to Steve. One thing I didn't mention yesterday in part one is that he also started his own podcast, which is called the My Wife Quit Her Job podcast with Steve Chu. And it is all about entrepreneurs who quit their jobs to start successful online businesses, just like he did. Through a series of personal interviews, Steve uncovers the exact strategies that led to their success. Again, that's called the My Wife Quit Her Job podcast with Steve Chu, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. But that is going to do it for today here on Optimal Startup Daily. I thank you so much for being here. Hope you have had a terrific weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.